We're happy to offer you this lesson from Unity of the Keys Spiritual Center. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. All right. Happy Father's Day. What many of you don't know is that last Monday, very early in the morning, I flew to San Antonio to be at the Unity People's Convention for the week. And I got to be with my former classmates and other Unity ministers and hear wonderful speakers and music. And then I came home late last night. And many of my fellow Unity ministers said, "Why are you speaking the day after you get back?" And I said, "Because it's Father's Day, and it's an important day to me." You know how when you're in a relationship, you remember all the firsts? Well, it's the one-year anniversary of when I did my tryout here at Unity of the Keys. And so it was the beginning of a love affair. And I would say it was the first date, but that wasn't quite true because Denny and I decided to come a little bit early. We came on Thursday night, and the board was like, "Oh, good, we'll have dinner as soon as you arrive." And then there was Friday, we were running around, and then there was a social here, and then I taught a workshop, and then there was an interview with the board. So I think we're in like date number 5 by the time, you know, Sunday morning came. Remember, I did the Bacon of Dads, and I love that talk, the Bacon of Dads. I thought, well, how are you going to top that? You know, what are you going to do? So what is my process is I meditate, and I allow, and I make room for a divine idea to come to me. And even when an idea comes to me, I pause, for I truly want to make sure that it's not coming from ego, but that it is divinely guided. And what clearly came to me was dancing with my father. It is as if it had been waiting, just waiting for me to open my arms, pay attention, and say yes. And I knew it was not ego, that it was divinely guided, because my heart leapt with joy. It was like, oh, I can really play with this one, can really create. And Eileen and I both had, and the music team, a great deal of fun allowing Spirit to guide us. And you all participated as well by sending in pictures of your dads, and you as dads, and your children as dads, and Spirit. It was a wonderful experience. Great, great fun. And so, what does it mean to dance? So you know I'm a wordsmith. I have to look it up. This is what the definition is to dance: to move rhythmically to music, typically following a set sequence of steps. No, not even. No. When I think of myself, no. There are those who dance well, really well, and then there's those of us who think we dance well. I fall into that category. So some of the synonyms: sway, trip, twirl, whirl. To move in a quick and lively way. Okay, I could agree with that one. Absolutely. To caper, to frolic, frisk, to skip. A series of movements that match the speed and the rhythm of a piece of music. That may be true, but sometimes it's the music in my head, and it's not the music that everyone else is hearing. And that's true for us, isn't it? It's not always the same music that everyone else is hearing. And so to dance implies movement. It may be with great grace or not. It also implies a yielding to. If we're dancing with a partner, we yield to them. If we're dancing by ourselves, we're yielding to that direction we're being given. We allow ourselves to fall into that space and to be part of that process, the dance of life, that beautiful dance of life. It may be a dance with a purpose, a ritual, or just out of pure joy. And as we turn to Scripture, we find agreement with pure joy. We turn to the Gospel of Luke. We're looking at the 6th chapter, the 23rd verse. Be glad and dance for joy, for your reward is great in heaven. Be glad and dance for joy. So that is to dance. And with, we are always dancing with. It may be with a partner. It may be with friends or a convention. It may be with just classmates out there doing wild and crazy things. Even when we are dancing by ourselves, we are still with. We are with ourselves authentically in the moment. We're dancing with abandon. It is always with. And my father, it may be our earthly father. It may be someone who is like a father. Maybe with spirit, with a heavenly father. And what is so awesome about unity is that we don't get caught up in the father, in, oh, that's a male image. We have to reject that if we have anything negative about previous church institutions or with our earthly father. No, we can embrace mother, father, everything. God, we embrace the divine, the creator. And we allow ourselves to be enfolded, embraced, and infilled with that wonderful energy. With that wonderful energy that we may align with that represents the divine masculine. Now, when this idea came to me, I was immediately reminded by the song by Luther Vandross, Dance with My Father. And in that song, he talks about his father lifting him high and how he knew he was truly loved when he danced with his father. And so we celebrate that divine masculine, that beautiful divine masculine that is part of each one of us, that energy of strength of character, that energy of integrity, of loyalty, of dedication, that energy of wisdom, logic, and love. For the divine masculine is sage and warrior, is priest and king, all wrapped in this energy of the divine masculine. And so this day we hold in our hearts and we honor everyone in our life who has been there for us and held us and uplifted us with that divine masculine energy. May have been a father or an uncle or a stepfather. We honor also all the ways that we have each fathered and may still be fathering, maybe not those born to us. But I know that each time we are among people, our energy is shared, both the divine feminine and the divine masculine, both the strength and the tenderness, and we each need all of that. And this day we honor those who've spent their lives raising children, whether their own or belonging to others, that have mentored, that have gifted that energy, the gifts of the divine masculine. And so this day, as we celebrate Father's Day, I invite the music team to come back up, for we have a gift for you. A gift for you that you have helped to create by sending in your pictures. And so enjoy this time. I know you'll watch for people that you know. You'll recognize some. There's many that you won't. And the same goes for me as well. Happy, happy Father's Day. God bless you all. This is Reverend Debrie Toms. If you felt spiritually fed by this lesson, please feel free to hit the Donate Now button. And if you are ever in our area here in Key West, please drop in. God bless you on your journey.